There have been many people who have tried to discourage me in my walk with Christ. I should say in his walk with me. I'm glad to know that God's love is everlasting. I'm glad to know that underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. And I'm glad to know we can trust in him to sustain us. Welcome aboard, Lee Desselhorst. There is nothing more comforting to know that when people come against us and malign us, that God is there. Welcome aboard, Ashley Kinney. You know, I think that we're living in those days when Scripture says that many will be offended and turn on each other. We as Christians should be showing love to others, and I know I fail miserably often. You know, it's so easy to get into religiosity rather than relationship. Jesus Christ was not into religiosity. He was into relationship. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart." Sometimes when people come against us and say unkind things, sometimes we take it personally, you know. I had a person yesterday tell me I should not be doing these daily devotions, you know. It was kind of discouraging because I gained great solace in proclaiming the love of Christ. And he said, "I didn't live up to the devotions." No, I don't. I don't live up to what I proclaim sometimes. And I am hypocritical at a lot of levels. And I will be the first to admit that. You know, we're all Pharisees to some level, if we were only honest. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. How many times have I turned to mine own way? Many, many times. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all of his people. And so I'm not here proclaiming my righteousness this morning. I'm proclaiming Christ's righteousness, his imputed righteousness. Welcome aboard, Benjamin Gershon. And please don't forbid me to do that. Don't forbid me to proclaim his righteousness. You know, there was a time when the governments of other countries forbid Christians to speak out regarding Christ and his word and his completed work. And they were put on the rack. They were beaten. They were raped. They were drowned. And they were murdered. I hope the time doesn't come in this country where we're forbidden to proclaim the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I hope the time doesn't come when we're forbidden to proclaim the Word of God in its truth. You know, everyone wants to talk about free will. free will and how you're in charge of your own destiny, and you can pick yourself up by your bootstraps and you can plot your own course and all of this. In a country that's so adamant about proclaiming free will, our freedoms are being taken away from us. Isn't that interesting? You can't say anything against other religions like Judaism, or you're labeled as an anti-Semite. You can't say anything against Zionism and the Zionists that are in the churches, and people will lambast you. You dare not say anything against the Roman Catholic Church, because then you're being intolerant and unloving. But my question is, what was loving about the Catholic Church when they, during the Great Inquisition, when they put thousands and thousands of people to death because they would not succumb to Rome? So this morning, please don't forbid me to and attack me because I'm proclaiming my faith. I would never do that to you. In fact, that's why I extended a platform for people to proclaim their faith and encourage them to do so. But whenever we come up against disagreements regarding doctrine, regarding what the Bible teaches, regarding history, regarding what Luther or Calvin taught, let's be intellectually honest about it. Yes, Brother Ashley. Brother Ashley says, I'm a dirtbag, saved by grace. Amen. Amen. That's what I am too, brother. That's what I am too. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We can learn from our experiences. God can teach us from our experiences. I want to read a few scriptures this morning. I was visiting, to share a story with you, I was visiting, probably a year or so ago with a friend of mine down in Harrison, Arkansas. And we were sharing, and my wife and my son was there in his home, and I shared some books with him, and he said, I've got a couple books I want to give you. And both of the books that he gave to me were a tremendous blessing. Tremendous blessing. And this is one of the books that he gave to me. The Daily Light, and this is not written, in other words, all this is selections from the King James Version of the Bible. That's all it is. But the way these verses are put together in this little Daily Light, it says, a devotional textbook for every day in the year in the words of Scripture. I just want to read to you what it says here in the front. The most important contributing factor to the growth and maturity of the Christian character in life is the practicing of reading daily the Holy Scripture. That's all I'm doing in these daily devotionals, is sharing a little bit of my experiences, reading the Word of God, this unique book, The Daily Light on the Daily Path, contains two selections of Bible readings for each day, morning and evening. The single theme of the day helps to pinpoint Scripture to truths that will aid in the growth of your daily spiritual life. And then he quotes from Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, observe to do according to all that is written therein, for thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt have good success." I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people, to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. So, about 2 days ago, I hadn't talked to this fellow for a long time. He's the one that I'd sent my books. And out of the blue, he calls me. And he said, "Wow," he says, "I got your books that you sent me. I really appreciate that." And I said, "Let me tell you something, brother. You know that book you gave me, The Daily Light? I said, I'm using it a lot. The way those scriptures are compiled and put together has been a real blessing to me." He said, "You know what? I use that book every day myself." He says, "It's wonderful. It's not someone's commentaries about scripture. It's not someone giving their personal slant on scripture. It's just really just a compilation of scriptures put together." So I'm going to read this morning. And I'll give the scriptures as I read through this. "Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth." Proverbs 3:12. "See now, I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." Deuteronomy 32:39. "I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Jeremiah 29:11. "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." That's what we were talking about earlier. Isaiah 55:8. "I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her." Hosea 2:14. "As a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee." Deuteronomy 8:5. "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." Hebrews 12:11. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." 1 Peter 5:6. "I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me." Psalm 119:75. Well, that is exactly what I needed this morning. Those scriptures are exactly what I... You know, God knows what we have need of, doesn't he? "Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. I am not worthy to speak the praises of God. I'm not worthy to be a recipient of his grace. Like Brother Ashley says, I'm a dirtbag, saved by grace." You know, sometimes we get discouraged when we're attacked. I told my wife yesterday, I don't think I'm going to be doing any more talk shoes because I said, I'm tired of all the contention and strife. I'm tired of it. It seems like people thrive on this. We are to be resting in Christ. And so I'm very seriously thinking about just doing our Facebook and YouTube broadcasts and not getting involved in these. You know, it's too bad when Christians can't get along. It's like you'd like to have some fellowship and camaraderie. We're not going to agree on every little thing. But whenever doctrinal error presents itself, are we not to say something? Are we just to go along with it? I acknowledge that I'm not doctrinally correct on everything. God is still teaching this old man. And he'll probably teach this old man till the day I die. And so therefore I should be more gracious. But anyway, that's what I have on my mind this morning. And my thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Benjamin Gershon, Ashley, Lee Disselhorst, Joseph Kudamatam, Adil John, Adil, and those that later tune in on the YouTube side of the broadcast or on sermon audio. But let us continue, not be discouraged. Let's not allow others to cause us to be cast down because of their attacks. And, you know, Christ was attacked. Christ says that if we're in Christ, we're going to suffer persecution. Now, Ashley has posted something, and all I can see on here is I think Satan takes, and this won't let me go down any further on my scroll bar. I don't know why, but sometimes I cannot scroll down on the side. I think Satan takes pleasure in all the, and then I can't read the rest of it. Let me see if I can get this up here. Not having much success. Well, anyway. But yes, you're right. Whatever the last part says, I think Satan does take pleasure in conflict. You know, he comes to divide and so on. And he is the great accuser of the brethren as well, is he not? He's a great accuser of the brethren. And so this morning, sorry about that, Ashley. I can't see the... I'm trying to get that up. I don't have much success. Get the little bar along on the right side will not come up enough where I can pull it down to see the comment. So frustrating when that happens. And when I try to page down, it won't move. So, anyway, just let's realize that God is in control over all things. He ordains all things. things, by him all things consist. And we have to, I keep thinking I'm going to get it. It pops up and then it goes away. It's amazing. Technology can be so useful at times, and other times it can cause challenges. Well, I'm going to leave it with that this morning. I'm going to leave you with this thought. In him we live and move and have our very being. If we believe that God is sovereign over all things, then we can take rest and comfort in that. But whatever we are faced with, God will give us the grace to continue. So may the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way is my prayer. It's about 2:30 in the morning here. So I think I'm going to go try to get a little bit more rest. Have a good night. God bless.